Moscow says Russia and the U.S. have agreed that a political solution is the only way to end the Syria crisis. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov made the agreement in Geneva during talks with UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi on dismantling Syria's chemical weapons arsenal. The so-called Syrian National Council says it has received lethal assistance from the U.S. to stage more attacks against the Syrian government. The head of the SNC media office, Khalid Saleh, said Washington has decided to increase its assistance to the foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. The Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah has called for a peaceful solution to the Syria crisis. He made the remarks during a meeting with the U.S. president in Washington. The emir also said two Kuwaiti nationals who are held at Guantanamo prison should be released as soon as possible. Yemenis have taken to the streets in the city of Sada to censure the U.S. plan for a war on Syria. The protesters waved Syrian flags and held up placards denouncing the U.S. and Israel. They also condemned the U.S. and some of its allies for threatening Syria with a strike. In Bahrain, police have used stun grenades and tear gas against anti-regime protesters. The demonstration was held west of the capital, Manama, despite the authorities' ban on opposition mass rallies. The Al Khalifa regime has adopted heavy-handed tactics to deal with the uprising that began in 2011. Taliban militants have attacked a U.S. airbase in the Afghan province of Nangarhar. Five rockets hit the airbase where thousands of U.S. forces are stationed. There is no word on casualties yet. Earlier, Taliban militants attacked the U.S. consulate in the western city of Herat, killing several people. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says the operation of the Bushehr nuclear power plant could be handed over to local contractors by September the 24th. The final stage of a two-year testing period will end on that date. The nuclear power plant is under the full supervision of the UN nuclear watchdog. Serious concerns are raised in Austria over the NSA's alleged use of a heavily guarded villa in Vienna to spy on citizens and telecommunications. Austrian opposition parties have demanded a meeting of the National Security Council to discuss the issue. The U.S. and Austrian governments have denied the allegations.